Part of the production with This Is The Life, something which I guarantee that every actor, every co-star who actually works with our next top soul will have guaranteed to have said in all sorts of ways, because it's just sheer joy and happiness. Jodie, I was looking back over the sequence, and when indeed this next lady made her debut on the Midweek Drive, you were poorly. It was back in January. And
really, was I?
You were, exactly. We were sending positive vibes out to yourself. We had Joy Knight and Natalie Tuck in the studio to actually welcome a genuine Hollywood legend, one of the first stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame within sight of the Chilpack Hollywood Studios, an ace soul who actually encompasses the delights of Huckleberry Finn, the Twilight Zone, Star Trek, the Wild Wild West, Charlie's Angels, a whole heap of others. John Wayne's career was actually made, a reliable authority, by indeed the next wonderful soul. To whom am I referring, Jodie?
Sherry Jackson.
The legend that is Sherry Jackson. How are you, Sherry?
I'm great, Alex. How are you?
It's delighted to have you back, because I know when last
How's the weather in England?
You know, it's pretty good.
How's the weather in England?
It is, yeah. Very nice and sunny today. And very warm.
Yeah. And we've got to ask, how is your little Yorkshire Terrier?
Oh, she's so cute. She's 2 years old now, and she runs me. She's in charge.
That makes perfect sense.
She wants something, she lets you know.
In fact, if you go back to Sherry's first interview with us, you'll find the little Yorkshire Terrier chirping in the background as well. It's amazing. You'd be delighted to know then, Sherry, that the show has actually adopted some Yorkshire Terriers who actually take part in terrier racing for us. So, you know, it's all getting...
Really?
Yes, exactly. We'll put some photographs up online and you can work our way through that. Meanwhile...
I like that.
It's a good call. Now, obviously, Sherry has also got a wonderful way of calling things absolutely spot on, because when we said we featured, obviously, Celeste Yarnell and Nazim quite regularly, said, oh, yes, they always sort of feature each other. That probably spot on there. Questions for Sherry from yourself, Jodie.
Yeah, I know you starred in some, obviously, big TV shows. How do you think television's changed over the years? Do you think it's changed for the better?
Well, it's changed drastically in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
Our culture changed. It changed along with the culture. I mean, in the 50s, women didn't work. They wore aprons and were housewives, in America anyway. They used twin beds. They on TV, they never allowed them to have a double bed or anything. And now to today's reality shows, it's quite a different... There was no swearing then. Now you can swear. It's just the whole... It's so entirely different. Plus, when I started, there wasn't... when I started making movies at age six, there wasn't... There weren't three-camera shows. There were only one-camera. And there were no three-camera sitcoms. In fact, there were only three channels here. Three major networks were here. And ABC, CBS, and NBC, and then, and I was in the second three-camera show, which actually Desi Arnaz created that for the Lucy show. So, of course, that kind of comedy was very unusual as well, and it was so funny. It lasted for many, many years. But today's TV, I don't even watch because. There are no shows that really interest me other than the History Channel or the Discovery Channel or the regular sitcoms I don't enjoy anymore, and I don't really know why. I think there are a lot of them are just rehashed other shows with different stars in them, and I have fans call me and say they won't even watch today's television. They only want to watch the 60s and 70s and 80s. They don't want to watch the current TV shows because they don't like them. And, I hear that from a lot of people
mm-hmm.
that really enjoy the 70s more than anything. so it's, I don't know what it's like in London.
I think there was a certain colourfulness, obviously with the advent of colour television, fairly straightforward. Mm-hmm. But I'll just go to one aspect, Sherry, of one of your two guest appearances in the classic Wild Wild West series, where you actually portrayed a character called Lola Cortez in a show called The Night of the Gruesome Games. Now, you mentioned reality television. I would actually say that some of those games, including the one where, dressed in a very fetching yellow outfit, if memory serves, you have to crawl along the floor with a spoon and an egg in the spoon in there, I think that's borderline reality TV. I think you were pioneering things there, Sherry.
I guess so. I guess that was the first of the reality shows.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
that's funny.
From the moment that Jim West, played by Robert Conrad, and of course Artemis Gordon actually came in to that whole sequence, and they were faced with "Here we go around the mulberry tree, the mulberry tree, the mulberry tree."
Right.
I thought it was it was a strange show. But
it was very strange. It was very strange doing it as well.
I just thought it was fascinating because you also went through a number of costume changes there, from the moment in the opening sequence where Jim West effectively rescues you from one of the villains and his whole routine there, right the way through to the party game itself. Thankfully, even though you were forced into the closet, you managed to rescue Jim West and live to tell the tale, which is important.
You know, that show, I did two of them. One was Night of the Vicious Valentine, which Agnes Moorehead won an Emmy for. And I have to say that the designers, everything we wore was custom made. And I thought the dresses and the wardrobe was beautiful. The most beautiful dresses I've ever worn were on those two shows. I had a wedding dress, and I have a pink dress, and I have, you know, a lavender dress. I mean, it's just the costumes were fantastic, and that's very unusual, especially at that time, to spend that kind of money on such beautiful custom clothes.
I thought it was important.
A lot of shows I wore my own clothes in.
Yeah. As I say, I thought it was important we actually sort of refer to those because obviously on your debut on the midweek drive, we spent an awful lot of time talking about the shocking fact that your costume was held up in Star Trek by William Shatner's toupee tape, which I'm still actually getting over, Sherry. You know, I mean, I'm that way there's still sort of, you know, concern about that. Moving on, because there are a whole heap of other goodies that's actually there. I think stage by stage, I've got an idea for a new show here, Jodie, which is basically we feature one of Sherry Jackson's particular sort of classic TV themes over the sort of routines, and we work on that. The role of Ephra in The Space Croppers, Lost in Space.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Once again, the way you actually dealt with the whole characters there and broke into a real Yarl accent, you know, etc. I thought it was very impressive. Very impressive. But I think you had a couple of costume changes there as well, actually, from the sort of the space croppers before those giant plants started blooming to the space croppers afterwards.
Right. Yeah. From looking like a sharecropper to looking like something out of an...
Out of the Wild Wild West.
Angelic alien movie.
Yeah, just...
my hair looks sort of strange.
And I mean, thinking with respect to that, you know, when obviously you're doing the series, I mean, we talked to you about this with your role as Andrea in Star Trek. Are there moments where you think, well, I'm a professional actress, this is what I do, it's what the costume designers came up with for this whole piece, or are there times when you think, this is insane?
Well, oftentimes I have a lot of input into what I wore, like the colors and the necklines and things like that. Space Croppers, that little short outfit that I wear when I'm the hillbilly, I don't know if I told you this, they put it on me, and then right before we shot, they decided that it was too long, and the clothing person just took some scissors and started cutting some triangles out of the fabric, and it was got too much in the back. So I when I walked past somebody who was sitting down, I was like, embarrassed because if you were sitting down and looking up, you could see my derriere.
You see, these are the challenges that Hollywood actresses have to cope with. You know, it's a whole routine. And I mean, having said that, Sherry, I'm sure it's a delightful derriere. You know, there's no worries with respect to that at all. But, you know, there's a certain modesty that you have to sort of put together here. And after all, you know, it's important to keep that balance going on that basis.
Well, you have to overcome your outfit.
I think that's a very good piece of advice, Sherry.
Overcome your outfits.
Right.
I think that will become one of our particular sort of catch lines that we're working through. Did you ever manage to get over to the United Kingdom or to England or to Europe, etc.? Were there ever any times? Because obviously the bulk of your series was certainly on the west coast of America. I forgot to mention, of course, last time you did have another return with William Shatner in the series Barbary Coast, in which technically you played a character called Sherry in Crazy Cats. It was wonderful, you know. I'm trying to set up a campaign to bring back the Barbary Coast, actually, because I think it's, if memory serves, it was William Shatner, and I used to think it was Doug McClure who was also in Barbary Coast, but I'm not sure whether I was right on that one. Never mind.
You might be right.
Yeah, we'll put that to Phil Leonis and see what things are there.
But I have visited London several times, and I've never worked in Europe. I worked in Tokyo, Japan. But I've never actually filmed in Europe, but I've been all over Europe lots of times.
Well,
I love to travel.
I think we can.
I have a gentleman who wants to represent me for signings in London, in England, and France, and Spain, and Japan, and Australia. So hopefully, if that works out, I'll be coming to London.
Hey.
Excellent.
Of course, we in Lincoln like to say that there are other cities in the United Kingdom other than London, despite the Olympic Games.
Well, I mean, I should say England.
Well, yeah, exactly. Or technically, as so many American series do, including The Man from U.N.C.L.E. and various other things, London, England. Just to actually, in case you get confused, because it's always important,
right?
You know, because if you actually put London, Scotland, you could have all sorts of international ramifications about the whole thing. It wouldn't work at all, you know, in any way, shape, or form.
Right.
I mean, obviously, we've looked at some of the fantasy things. Let's return back to the question that Jodie originally put, vis-a-vis the fun nature of TV, etc. Do you think that that's one of the things, Sherry, that in the 21st century, maybe we've lost some of the fun of series like The Wild Wild West, like Lost in Space, and so on? Or have we got too serious, do you think?
I think so. As I said, I don't really even watch much TV now. I don't find it entertaining. Why, I don't know. I mean, I don't think the comedy is that funny. And I think partly it's the way it's shot, with the newer HD film. You can see every freckle on the person's face, and I find that distracting. I mean, it's really great to see HD, but I find it distracting, and I find it looks more like a soap opera, because soap operas here were filmed live with tape, and it has a much clearer look to it. And now the shows that are filmed are filmed in digital, and they have that same quality. And I think it's that not using real 35-millimeter film or 70-millimeter film has hurt the industry. And I also think that CGI has hurt the film industry. I won't go see a film that I know that the actor is just standing there in front of a green screen with, little round discs all over him, and he's doing the scene, because I can't get that out of my mind, that this is all phony. It's all fake.
This is one of those giant plants in Lost in Space. They were genuine giant plants that have been brought in there. It's amazing. You know, it's a whole nightmare scenario.
I think that's why, one of the reasons why The Artist won the best film last year was because it was black and white, there was no CGI, there were no fancy car crashes, it was a real film. It was a real love story, and it was just so different than the I can't even think of the names of them, the Tron movies or whatever they're called. I mean, I did see one of the Spider-Man movies, and I enjoyed it, but I don't care about the latest one. It's fun to go out and see one on a big screen.
Yeah, even though it features Andrew Garfield. I mean, there we have three English actors portraying three of the icons of American superhero-dom: Christian Bale, Batman, Andrew Garfield as Spider-Man, and, of course, Henry Cavill, who portrays Superman, the Man of Steel. Who would have thought that, eh? It's a bit like Sherry Jackson doing the Queen. It's amazing, really. But having said that, I think I'll write that one down. Can you do an English accent, love?
I sure can, love.
By George, I think she's got it. Fantastic.
The rain in Spain is...
It is quite a lot. The rain in Spain is. We don't need to talk about planes or anything else. Genius.
Right.
Sherry, how's the autobiography coming on? Because I know when we spoke last, we were talking about the autobiography coming out, etc. Have we got a title set?
Not yet. I have several titles to choose from, and we're only halfway through the book, so maybe we'll even come up with a different title, because the ending of the book is going to be entirely different because my life has changed dramatically. So,
but you see, that's
what I've become an available woman now.
Oh, well, Sherry, you are always one of the top wonderful human beings, and we appreciate you joining us on the show. Even though it has to be said, Jodie, when I phoned up Sherry a couple of weeks ago, she thought I was something completely different. You know, I had to go back and say it's a different line entirely. We could, of course, open it up as a competition to the listener, as indeed Annette Andre did for her autobiography, which the competition actually is closed now. We'll be finding out the title of Annette Andre's autobiography in the next couple of weeks, etc. I mean, do you think we should actually open it up as a competition so people could come up with their own ideas for your autobiography, Sherry?
Sure, I'd love to have some title suggestions.
Let's go with that, then. You know, anything spring to mind at present, Jodie? Sherry Jackson, the autobiography. Sherry Jackson, my story.
I'd need to have time to think about something witty.
Yeah, much like my jingles in many ways, really.
Yeah, no, time to think about something.
make room for Sherry.
I like that.
Yeah,
that's
make
been
room.
Used before.
Make room for. Oh, right. Okay, that's okay.
Baby Sherry. Oh, well, what is it?
There's Baby Sham. Sherry Baby Sham. No, yes, yes.
The
Sherry on top.
Sherry on top. Sherry on top. We'll open that up for some of our other directors to actually work on. I'll call on Ilana Rain. I mean, if she can post photographs of the space station lab taking photographs of us all. I fear it's one of our wonderful new directors we have with us, Sherry, Ilana Rain, who recently posted on Facebook an image from the orbiting space station. And I feel as though we're all part of it. We're all on the planet. It's important. You know? It's
great. Absolutely.
It's great stuff.
The world is very small.
It is, exactly. Yeah, small but perfectly formed, much like yourself, Sherry, in many ways. Yeah, it's the bottom line, really.
Thank you.
Final two questions for Sherry Jackson. Please, Jodie.
Sherry, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us this evening?
Oh, yes. I love talking to you guys and girls.
Excellent. And can we look forward to connecting with you again in the near future?
Anytime.
Oh, thank heavens for that. Brilliant. I mean, it was 6 months since the last time we were thinking, what's happened to Sherry Jackson? We need more Sherry Jackson on the show. Our figures are dropping down and all sorts of things. Sherry, it's been a blast. A reminder, of course, the web address for Sherry, sherryjackson.net. And a whole heap of other sort of good causes and things sort of coming through from that point of view. Sherry, we salute you. Shall we go out with the theme to Lost in Space, allowing for the space croppers in full force?
Sure.
Would that be okay? Here it jolly well
sure.
comes.
Okay.